Good morning again. Oh, I forgot my clicker. So I wanted to be sure to tell you someone else who is helping us and assisting us in worship today, and that's Dale Fryer. We haven't come up with a name for his job yet, but we kind of call him the cantor. So thank you, Dale, for being our cantor. So I was wondering, how did it go this week? How did it go with your spiritual practice of last week? When our homework was to go home and pray in our everyday activities. So some people took a candle, a little tea light candle, and I asked everyone that came to either light a candle and pray every day and then extinguish your candle when you're done with your time, or maybe pray during a regular activity like riding on the bus or driving to work or walking to work or doing the dishes, and incorporating prayer into our everyday activities. So how did it go? I know some people posted on Facebook, on our Facebook page, how it went, and I'd love for more of you to post on our Facebook page how that went. We'd love to hear about your experiences. And those of you who don't do Facebook, again, your assignment is to tell people in person. So I don't know which is easier or harder, but those are your choices. All right, so this week, we turn to a subject near and dear to this congregation, and that is music. Do you believe that music can change one's mood, as it does for me? That music can soothe the savage being whatever may be something you're wrestling with, can it soothe the savage in each of us when it comes to self-doubt or anger or fear? Have you ever had a song stuck in your head and it won't go away? Or have you ever been talking about the past or something in your days before and a song popped in your head that was associated with that time? Or have you ever been talking about a song from your previous days and a memory arrives? Music is associated with all of these things. So I have a friend who works in a nursing facility around town, and her rec therapist came in one day with just a guitar, and she started singing hymns with the residents. And the residents perked right up. And they started singing, and they started just interacting more, just in a happier way. And it really set the mood. It set the tone in the room and of the day. And so this woman, the rec therapist, she actually recorded her mediocre voice singing these hymns. And she left it at the nursing home so that when she wasn't there, they could play the hymns, so that this could, speak to the residents and get them lifted up, maybe singing or humming along or tapping their foot in a way that they don't do when this music isn't around them. What a gift. What a gift that hymns go beyond maybe our regular days, our days of liveliness, and maybe into our days when we're more restful or our bodies aren't working the same as they used to, that music still speaks to us and fits with us. And who could not be moved from this? The hills are alive with the sound of music. I listened to this last night, and how grand it must have been to sit in a movie theater and see these hills come alive with the sound of music, both instrumental and then Julie Andrews' voice. It was just beautiful. And boy, that set the tone, right? That song set the scene for what was on her heart. And some of the words are, the hills are alive with the sound of music, song sung 1,000 years. It fills my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing all the songs and sounds that she was hearing in the hills. Music sets the scene. So let's look at our text from Psalm. And I think that this is how maybe you and I might feel sometimes from the beginning there. I waited, and waited and waited and waited, patiently, sort of, for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. And then it goes on to say that God put a new song in my mouth. God will put a new song in your mouth. And I ask, what if it's a song that speaks of doing something new? Something different from what you've done before. That brings me right to our text from the Gospel of John. So, John the Baptist's followers were, John the Baptist was talking to his followers and said, you know what, Jesus is the real deal. You need to start following him. Forget about me. You need to start following Jesus. And they were literally following Jesus. And Jesus noticed, and they had a conversation, and they became followers of Jesus. From this conversation, they became disciples. Wow. How bold. How courageous. Wow. A new song. God put a new song in their mouth, and they decided to follow Jesus. So much so that Simon was renamed by Jesus. Jesus gave him a new name, a new song. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this new song? Are you ready to be a deeper disciple? There's a lot of opportunities. I just heard a whole bunch of announcements of ways in this setting that you, and other settings, but in this setting where you can go deeper in your relationship with God, or you can go deeper in relationship with your neighbors. There's so many opportunities to plug in and go deeper in discipleship and follow Jesus. Are you ready for this new song? And there's another man. Music is the best consolation for a despaired man. And so I put him in here because he started a new movement. There were others, but he was that voice that took the movement, took the talk into action. And if you think about, what song do you think about when you think about the civil rights movement then and now? What's that song? Yes, we shall overcome. Again, music. Music is a part of us. Music can soothe a savage, soothe the savage. And so, what's your song? What song changes your mood? And what might be your theme song? I asked the children this question, and now I'm asking all of you. This week, here's your homework assignment. Your homework assignment this week is to create a playlist. A playlist is a group of songs that have a theme. And so your theme is going to be, this is my playlist. What songs speak to you? And they might be things that make you happy, things that make you want to take action. It might be things that make you feel closer to God. Whatever you decide your playlist is. And I'd like you to create this playlist. And you can put it on your iPod or your MP3 player. Or back in the day, I'm going to go back a little ways, we used to call these mixtapes. So I want you to create a playlist / mixtape, whatever way it speaks to you. And I'd ask that you post this list on Facebook. We're going to have something on Facebook, and I'd like you to click reply and tell us your playlist, so that we know, all of us know, what is speaking to each of us. Because there might be a song, a new song, that God has for one of us that another is already familiar with. And so we can help each other in this way. So the spiritual practice of listening to music to soothe the savage is a classic. But don't be surprised if you hear a new song that God has given you that may change your direction. Create a new song that you hear, and you may even start to sing.